talking about Kvitz coming back, I mean, what gives you optimism that you guys can take that step that you need to take?
Myself, Reggie, and Travis, we all got our feet wet a little bit last year. So I think we can take that little bit of experience and turn it into something big and just go out there and play confident. Just Coach Reed and Coach Woods just telling us to go out there and have fun. So as long as we just stay to our basics, stays to the little things that we do each and every day, the little details, we'll be fine.
What did you take away from that experience? Because Coach Reed was just kind of describing how when you would be out there in that Raider package, you were the one that was kind of calling all the plays, kind of like they're expecting mm-hmm. you to do now on a regular basis.
Right. Yeah, you just take those couple plays that you have the experience of, just going out there and taking charge and feeling comfortable with that, and then you just take it on the field and just play. You're just getting back to the basics, just playing football. That's all it is.
What's it like playing for Coach Reed? I mean, he seems like a guy who's like a wealth of knowledge.
It makes you feel free. It makes you feel free. Coach Reed, he always says, like, if you mess up, just tell him Reed told you to do it. And just go out there and not think and just have fun playing the same game that we've been playing for a long time.
How's he worked with Coach Woods, and how has their collaboration been good for you guys?
We separated during practices, the inside backers and the outside backers. Then we'll come together for kind of like a walkthrough, and then we'll speed it up a little bit. So it's kind of individual work with Coach Reed and Coach Woods, and then they'll both come together, and they're both coaches on, like, when we go teamwork and all that stuff. So it's not just one coach you got to answer to. It's just, you know, it's a partnership. So we go out there and just make the best of it.
How's this about benefit is to have two linebacker coaches for you guys? Like you said, you could break up and individually with one.
It's very beneficial. We have a lot more one-on-one time with having two coaches now instead of one. So I think it can only get better. Coach Reed just lets us, you know, he lets us be free. So we can go to Coach Woods and ask him any questions that we need to, and ask for little details that we need in our technique to be better.
How's this been for you personally, knowing that you're finally going to get that opportunity to be that Mike linebacker on a regular basis and have that chance to kind of lead the group?
It's going to be fun. Like I said earlier, we need some leaders to emerge, and I feel like I have the opportunity to do that, and I will do that for the season. You know, with those three guys leaving, we need some leaders to emerge, and especially playing a middle linebacker here, I think I need to be one of those guys, and I want to be one of those guys, and I will be one of those guys. So next year is going to be a big year. I can't wait for it.
How big was it to get that opportunity with the third down package? Meaning it got people on the field, more bodies. Talk about how does that benefit now moving forward of – you know, you've been out there. You've been in the fire.
It gets you more comfortable. I mean, you just go out there and you have those couple of snaps, even though it's not as many per game as you want. But, it just gives you, like, a base for what is to come.
What was it like learning under James Morris? What did you learn from the guy?
Important to watch film. It's very important to watch film. Like, you can see on film, sometimes James going up to the D-line and saying, watch out for this play, watch out for this play, which makes the D-line play faster, which I think we're going to need to continue next year to make our D-line play fast and play free and just not think and go out there and just play their little techniques and, you know, get to the ball fast. That one step can change the whole game, can change the play. So, and if it can change one play, it can change the season. So that's what I plan on doing next year.
You know, some players, when they don't start right away, they maybe think about transferring to another school or do. Was that ever in your mind? And you've stuck it out of it. What was it about Iowa that has made it more than just obviously playing on the field?
Those three guys and the guys that are coaching us, I mean, it was a very hard road. It was a very hard road. Like I talked earlier about my sophomore year, but being a Hawkeye is – I mean, you really can't put into words how special it is. So if you're around the program, if you're a fan of the Hawkeyes, then you really understand what I've been through and why I continue to stay here and believe in the system. And, I mean, I wish I could be more helpful to you, but it's just being a Hawkeye that kept me here.
You mentioned your sophomore year. Was that particularly tough for you?
It was particularly tough for me. It was a learning stage. It was a learning stepping stone. Just going from my freshman year, where I really did not know anything, to a sophomore year, where I still had those three guys in front of me, and Tyler Nielsen still here, and, you know, just still learning from those guys, and just sitting back and being a student and learning the little details about the playbook that, you know, my freshman year I didn't really know. So, which made me think a lot more. And when you think a lot more, you play a lot slower. So, if you're playing slow, you know, It gets your mind running.
What's the one area of your game that you feel has gotten a lot better now from where you were, say, when you were finally getting that playing experience?
This past offseason, Coach Reed, he came up to me and pretty much said, you got to get fast, you got to get fast, you got to get quicker. And that was my big focus on this offseason, just going out there and getting that first step, which is the most crucial, because, you know, that one step can you know, make or break a play. And also, you know, just understanding the concepts, which I just try to do, try to get from James, Hitch, and Chris, you know, they're seeing their work ethic and going into the film room each and every day. And going through the same, sometimes feeling like it's like tedious work, just going like our base defense and going through each and every play and just saying what check they'll make. I think that's going to be a big role for me in the future.